WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station police report there's no apparent cause of death of a Texas A&M student found in a car in the parking lot of an apartment complex yesterday night. Officers responded to a 911 call from a resident of the cottages shortly before 7 p.m. Family members have been notified of the death of the 20-year-old from Katy. Because the cause of death is unknown, WTAW News is not disclosing the man's identity. Anyone with information is asked to contact the College Station Police Department at 764-3600 or Brazos County Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS. With all the rain we've had, you might not be thinking about watering your lawns, but the city of College Station is holding two irrigation workshops in the next 3 days, according to Water Services Director Dave Coleman.
The whole idea is to irrigate smart, you know, make every drop count.
You can attend this evening starting at 6 at the College Station Utilities Training Facility on Graham Road or Saturday morning starting at 10 at Pebble Creek Country Club. Texas A&M has a new dean of the College of Science. Megan Aronson succeeds Joe Newton, who announced more than a year ago he was not seeking a fourth four-year term. Dr. Aronson, who starts October 1st, is a professor of physics and astronomy at Stony Brook University in New York and a physicist at the U.S. Department of Energy's Brookhaven National Laboratory. Cyclospora illnesses are up in Texas, resulting in a statewide alert, but no cases have been reported to the Brazos County Health Department. The Austin American-Statesman reports 54 cases statewide, including 23 in Travis County. A state health department spokeswoman says there are no known hospitalizations or deaths. The stomach illness is caused by consuming food or water contaminated with feces. A suspected pipe bomb found in a Hearn motel room yesterday brought out the bomb squad from the College Station Police Department. Lieutenant Steve Brock said the device, which was found by housekeepers at the Holiday Inn Express, was picked up by their robot, then disposed of.
They actually moved it outside of the building. So the only information we really had was the appearance of the actual device, which was a plastic PVC pipe with end cap screwed on both ends.
Hearn police blocked traffic on Highway 6 at FM 485 on the city's north side. That resulted in a backup going south through Hearn and to the north to Calvert. Bryan firefighters went to the BTU power plant north of the city yesterday to deal with a hazardous materials incident. BTU General Manager Gary Miller said an employee at the Dansby power plant went into a storage building and smelled chlorine gas. The fire department was sent to address the issue. No one was injured, and there was no interruption in the generation or distribution of electricity. For 3 straight days, local police have made an arrest for a vehicle burglary. Bryan police report at 2 a.m. yesterday catching a 13- and 16-year-old on Midwest Drive about a block behind Sol Ross Elementary School. Officers recovered most of the property taken from 7 unlocked vehicles. The juveniles were charged with those burglaries and with the theft of a firearm. Another vehicle burglary arrest for Bryan police was Tuesday from a break-in that took place 2 months ago. 19-year-old Jalen Magruder is accused of smashing a window to get into a vehicle parked at Bryan Collegiate High School and taking a purse. A veterinarian who posted a picture of killing a feral cat did not commit animal cruelty, according to an Austin County grand jury. A news release from the district attorney's office in Belleville is available for download at WTAW.com. A check of Kristen Lindsay's veterinary license on the state's website indicates it is still active. Lindsay lost her job at a vet clinic in Brenham following the negative reaction to the photo of the cat with an arrow through its head. According to the news release, investigators could not determine who owned the cat, and the photo by itself was not enough evidence that a crime had occurred. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
24 hours per day, 7 days a week, 365 days per year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Flying V Rentals. If your oil-filled or construction site needs porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is at your service. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 218-AGS9. That's 218-2479. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist.
Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Join the College Station Noon Lions Club for the annual I Love America 4th of July celebration hosted at the George Bush Library on July 4th. The museum will be open for free from 9:30 a.m. to 8:15 p.m. Live entertainment, concessions, and games for children begin at 6 p.m. The evening will culminate with a spectacular fireworks display and concert by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Come early and bring lawn chairs, picnic baskets, and blankets. For parking information and more, visit bush41.org. This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Good morning, it's 7:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
High pressure in control again today, so that means sunshine for the area. There is the threat of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon. It'll be hot today, 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy through the overnight, 75. Sunshine's back tomorrow, so the temperature's anywhere from 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, a low of 75 tomorrow night. Clouds and sunshine Saturday, maybe a shower or thunderstorm late in the day, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with the Aggies taking a few weeks off after playing through the College World Series Super Regionals. One joined the Bombers and started pitching. We've got more on that, Major League Baseball, as well as the NHL talking about expanding maybe into Las Vegas.
Oh, man. Oh, wonderful.
Coming up in sports at about 7:50.
Costs too much to keep the ice solid there, you know, because it's so dang hot.
It'd be interesting to see how that plays out, though, because it is dry. It may be easier to keep the ice.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be an air conditioned arena if they do it.
Yeah, because if not, there's fog. I've seen it. They had that problem in Waco with a minor league team.
A new report says the number of doctors available in many health care plans is shrinking under the Affordable Care Act, forcing some patients to have to, pay more or switch providers. That sounds like an unintended consequence, doesn't it? So we'll see.
Unintended doesn't mean unexpected.
Yeah, that's true. The report from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation says that 4 in 10 health care plans sold through the government's marketplace have so few options that their networks are described as either small or extra small. Small means that the plan covers fewer than 25% of the doctors in the area, and extra small is fewer than 10%. So it's great you got the coverage, you just don't have a doctor. Aside from that, it sounds like it's really working well. So.
We'll continue to be crazy on this until understand there's a difference between health care and health insurance, and choose to pay for those two things separately.
They are, because it's different. That's what the problem is. It's an insurance problem.
And again, we'll maybe hear the ruling today or tomorrow, maybe Monday on King versus Burwell.
Only a few more days before the end of the month.
Yeah.
Just get rid of insurance, make that illegal entirety, because when you got to start paying for it out of pocket,
yep,
prices will go down because people start shopping.
Oh, wait a minute. We have to be consumers? No. We just sit back and let the information wash over us.
Well, how many times have we talked about if you actually had to pay out of your pocket what comes out of your check, how many people would lose their mind? Because when you look at the paycheck and go, oh, look at all that money I didn't get.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you just sign a form and you walk out the doctor's office, or you pay your copay and boom, you're gone.
Make insurance illegal or adjust it somehow. I'm telling you, people start shopping.
Illegal. All right. Here you go. Warner Brothers announced yesterday that they would no longer sell products featuring the Confederate flag because of this is the latest, obviously.
Are we talking the Duke boys
here?
We
are. The company also said it would no longer license production of the General Lee. That's the Dodge Charger that was driven by the Dukes there in the Dukes of Hazzard show because it had a Confederate flag painted on the roof of it. The movie caused a couple of the TV show's stars to speak out in defense of the vehicle. Ben Jones, who played Cooter on the show, and he now runs an online website that sells Duke's merchandise, so he does have a dog in the hunt, said, I think all of the Hazzard Nation understands the Confederate flag is the symbol that represents the indomitable spirit of independence, which kept us making our way the only way we know how. Ooh, like out of that song. Oh, yeah, okay. John Schneider, who took issue with the flag's association with bigotry, told The Hollywood Reporter, I take exception to those who say that the flag on the General Lee should always be considered a symbol of racism. Is the flag used as such in other applications? Yes, but certainly not on the Dukes. If the flag was a symbol of racism, then Bo and Duke and Daisy and Uncle Jesse were a pack of wild racists, and that could not be further than the truth. Labeling anyone who has the flag a racist seems unfair to those who are clearly never meaning no harm. Oh, they did it again! He says, throwing this particular baby out with the bathwater seems reactionary and overly PC to me. Again, John Schneider. But I do understand that publicly held corporations are in a risk management business that the rest of us clearly are not in.
If you go online right now and try and buy one of those Confederate flags, they're A, sold out, and B, the cheapest one I found was $42.
Yeah, it's it will continue somewhere. There will be the supply of law and demand. It'll happen. All right, Iowa. Iowa is granting permits to acquire or carry guns in public to people who are legally or completely blind.
What?
Okay. Just said that.
What?
State law does not allow sheriffs to deny an Iowan, that's what they're called, the right to carry a gun based on physical ability. However, advocates for the disabled and Iowa law enforcement officers disagree over whether it's a good idea for the visually disabled Iowans to have weapons. It's not just law enforcement officials, of course, who think that the legally blind should not be granted that gun permit. One of the sheriffs, Warren Weddington, recently demonstrated how blind people can be taught to shoot guns, but then people such as the Dubuque County Sheriff say they're not going to give a permit to anybody who's blind.
Hmm. So, well, it requires the perpetrator to say, Polo,
hello.
Okay. My wife, way back in the day, went to a school that their mascot was the Rebels.
Okay.
And their flag was the Confederate flag.
Okay.
Therefore, are we going to have to also ban Rebels?
Well, yeah, you will.
Yes, there are already
Was it Thomas Jefferson where she went? Do you know?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
TJ, TJ, exactly. That's the one that certainly comes to mind to me.
They're changing a lot of that already to the extent that... Yeah. What is it, Stony Mountain, that has the Confederate sculpture?
Right.
They're talking about trying to tear that down.
And how many SEC schools are no longer going to sing Dixie?
Well, yeah. Well, I was in Oxford on business back at the time when they decided to do away with the colonel. Happened to be in there that day that was the big news story in Oxford, that they weren't going to use the colonel anymore. And if you remember that, that was the bobblehead was a colonel, okay? That's what they used at that time at Ole Miss, and that went away, so... Going the same way. Just telling you. All right. It's 7:20. We'll see what happens. A new way to, well, let's grab a call real quick. Just got a couple of them. Hello.
I'm sorry. I must have the wrong number.
Okay. Hi there.
Hey, we all going to go to Austin and dig up those guys in the Confederate Cemetery, see?
Well, you know, they want to take down the statue that's on the UT campus. They've already talked about that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what you do about that. Do you dig up all those veterans? I think that's reaching. But again, on many of their tombstones is the battle flag, the stars and bars. So we'll see. All right, 7:21.
Responsive, prompt, experienced. These are the qualities you want in a plumbing service. So remember this name, Holman's Quality Plumbing. Holman's has experienced plumbers who specialize in 24-hour emergency service, leak detection, and tankless water heaters. Looking to remodel? Holman's fully functional kitchen and bath showroom is coming soon. Holman's Quality Plumbing is quality plumbing by quality plumbers. For residential and commercial service, call 777-0178 or click holmanplumbing.com.
Aggieland Carpet One, home of the beautiful guarantee.
What if transforming your old room was as easy as snapping a picture? At Aggieland Carpet One, we make choosing and installing beautiful new floors a snap.
During our Snap and Save flooring sale, save up to $500 on hardwood, tile, laminate, and more. Or save up to 50% on Tigressa carpets. Plus, take advantage of our special financing options.
And the best part is, if you don't love your new flooring, we'll replace it for free with our beautiful guarantee.
Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Come by today or call 690-6766. That's 690-6766. Hurry, sale in soon.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for more details.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
723, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hey there.
Hey, I think once all this blows over with the Confederate flag, we should all go to Five Flags and, you know, enjoy a day at the amusement park.
Oh, okay. five flags over Texas. Yeah. All right, so... And we'll continue. I mean, it's not going away. We'll be talking about it again. But we're going to talk about other stuff, at least for the minute. So let's say that you're drinking your Beck's beer, thinking that you're consuming an authentic German Pilsner.
Nine?
Nine. Good news is that you may, in fact, qualify for a refund up to $50 if you or your family downed hundreds of Beck's beers since 2001 and had the foresight to save the receipts. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Let me get right on that. Let me see if I can find my receipts from buying Beck's beer. No, here's the deal. The problem is that Beck's beer is actually made in St. Louis. See, that's Anheuser-Busch InBev. And they make Beck's beer, so it's in St. Louis. So it's not a German beer. And there's some others that aren't. Now, you know.
So Nine and Gut.
Guinness is made in Ireland, and Corona's made in Mexico, and Heineken is made in the Netherlands. But Foster's, Fort Worth.
Well, people in Australia don't even drink Foster's.
I'm just saying, though, if you think you're drinking something else, and that's what this is all about. Now, Anheuser-Busch InBev has settled their class action suit. So that's done. But, you know, where do you go from there? Maybe a little change in advertising when it comes to these beers now.
Some alcoholic hoarders saying, yes!
Yeah. Here's my chance.
Alcoholic hoarder.
Yeah. Who would that be? You know, because it does get worse after a while. Speaking of hoarders, we'll talk about collectors in the next half hour. The things that people collect, which is scary and weird and expensive on top of all that. In the meantime, Fox News Channel has shown Sarah Palin the door from its on-air lineup. The network says Sarah is no longer working as a contributor after her contract ended June the 1st. Nonetheless, Politico.com says that Sarah could resurface as a guest on Fox News Channel or maybe on its sister network, the Fox Business Channel. But in the meantime, she'll be able to travel the country and she can watch Russia from her kitchen window. 725.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zornemann Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zornemann Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornemann Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Going to have temps about the same and also heat indices about the same. Our high temperature probably going to be about 93 or 94, but the heat index with this humidity will be up over 101, and the same thing will happen probably tomorrow as well. Chances of showers about 30% today and tomorrow. It ups to 40% on Saturday night, and on Sunday, and then we'll start next week with a 30% chance of showers. But each day will probably be in the lower 90s, and our low temperature will be in the middle 70s. Currently, the winds are out of the southwest at 3. We have 96% relative humidity, and it's 75 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey, according to a new study, those home energy upgrades that you've been told will save you tons of money, they may not. Michael Greenstone's an energy economist who leads a group called the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago. And he and his buddies at UC Berkeley collected data from 30,000 low-income households in Michigan who were all eligible for Energy Department home weatherization grants. They found installing new windows and replacing insulation may not save any money at all over the long term. The energy savings promised from these upgrades were 2.5 times greater than the money actually saved. In other words, the promised savings never showed up. Now, AP says that this could undermine the rationale for billion-dollar federal and state efficiency programs. Not only that, the global warming hoax could be affected. The conventional wisdom that pouring money into existing homes and businesses to make them more energy efficient as a way to reduce CO2 emissions, well, that could be dead wrong. Now, if you're asking how the conventional wisdom could be so off, Mr. Greenstone has an answer. He said the problem is that the real world is screwy. The computer models project much larger savings than are actually realized by homeowners. Mr. Greenstone, prediction. Your study, which challenges the government rationale for billions in spending, is going to be buried. And if you persist in doing this kind of research, you will be buried, politically speaking. Or maybe not.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-214-1432. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-214-1432. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-214-1432. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-214-1432. 800-214-1432.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you?
It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A 20-year-old Katie man was found dead in a car in the parking lot of the cottage's apartments yesterday. College Station police responded to a 911 call from a resident shortly before 7 p.m. Family members have been notified, but WTAW News will not disclose the man's identity because the cause of death is unknown. Motorists on Highway 6 in and north of Hearn were in gridlock for a couple of hours yesterday. That's after a suspected pipe bomb was found in a motel room. Hearn police contacted the College Station Police Department's bomb squad. Lieutenant Steve Brock says when they arrived, they learned housekeepers had moved the device outside of the building.
They used the robot to pick up the device, the potential device, and move it away from the building. And through means and equipment that they have, they were able to render that potential device safe at what they believed was a safe distance from any person or any building.
The device was described as a piece of plastic PVC pipe with end caps screwed onto both ends. Bryan police have arrested three more people for vehicle burglaries. Thanks to surveillance video, officers made an arrest Tuesday from a break-in 2 months ago. 19-year-old Jalen Magruder, who is listed in jail records as homeless, is accused of going to the parking lot at Bryan Collegiate High School, smashing a passenger side window, and taking a purse. Investigators used video surveillance to make an identification. And officers on patrol at 2 a.m. yesterday saw two individuals with a flashlight run across a street about a block away from Solros Elementary School on Midwest Drive. A 13- and 16-year-old were caught after a short foot chase that led to finding stolen property from seven vehicle burglaries. Most of the stolen property from the unlocked vehicles were recovered and returned, including one firearm, and the unidentified teens were arrested and taken to juvenile detention. College Station police and fire responded to a family violence incident yesterday morning at a home on Cooner on the north side of the city between Eisenhower and Nimitz. The victim told officers during an argument he was cut with a box cutter. He was treated at the scene but refused to be transported for further medical attention. The unidentified family member responsible for the injury fled the scene before officers arrived and has not been interviewed. The victim declined to press charges and the case has been turned over to detectives for further investigation. A Brenham veterinarian who lost her job after posting a picture of a feral cat she killed by shooting her bow and arrow through its head has not committed a crime. A news release from Austin County District Attorney's Office stated the grand jury no-billed Kristen Lindsay after determining there was insufficient proof to charge her with animal cruelty. The news release defines animal cruelty can take place in one of two ways. There was not enough evidence that the cat died in a cruel manner based on the online photo and guidelines from the American Veterinary Medical Association that animals can be humanely killed in the head when done correctly. The other definition of animal cruelty is when the cat was killed without the owner's consent, which investigators could not determine. You can download the news release from our website at WTAW.com. As of yesterday afternoon, Lindsay's veterinary license remains active, according to the Texas Board of Veterinary Medical Board's website. The BTU power plant north of Bryan was the setting of a hazardous materials incident yesterday. General Manager Gary Miller said an employee smelled chlorine gas inside a storage building at the Dansby Power Plant. That led to Bryan firefighters getting a call to investigate. There was no impact on the generation or distribution of electricity. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says no one was injured. The Brazos County Health Department has received no reports of anyone suffering from the cyclospora stomach illness. Elsewhere in the state, there have been 54 cases of the affliction that is caused by consuming food or water contaminated with feces. The Austin American-Statesman reports state officials have alerted healthcare providers to be on the lookout. Almost half the victims come from Travis County. No one has died or has been hospitalized. Another key academic vacancy has been filled at Texas A&M. The new dean of the College of Science comes to Aggieland from Stony Brook University in New York. Dr. Megan Aronson is also a physicist at the U.S. Energy Department's Brookhaven National Laboratory. Aronson, who starts October 1st, succeeds Joe Newton, who announced last year he's not seeking a fourth four-year term as dean.
Earlier this week, A&M announced the promotion of Dr. Michael Benedict as vice provost. An outspoken member of the University of Texas System Board of Regents, Wallace Hall, has sued the system chancellor over access to records. Among other things, Hall wants confidential student information as he continues his investigation into favoritism in admissions at the Austin campus. Last week, Attorney General Ken Paxton said the UT system should turn over the records to Hall and that the regent was entitled to sue if the system refused. Chancellor Bill McRaven released statements that he believes his actions are not only complying with the law, but is also in the best interest of the system's students, patients, and employees. Property owners who want to keep their lawns green after all the rain we've had are invited to participate in an irrigation workshop sponsored by the City of College Station. Water Services Director Dave Coleman.
The whole idea is to irrigate smart, you know, make every drop count, and we really encourage the public to come and learn about how to use their irrigation system wisely. We're going to be handing out some gift cards and trying to get people to come.
The first of two workshops is tonight, starting at 6 at the College Station Utilities Training Room on Graham Road. The second is Saturday morning at Pebble Creek Country Club, starting at 10. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over 1 million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Two Video is making the number two very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get two DVDs for the price of one. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let Two Video convert, preserve, and protect them in high-quality digital files for future generations. Two Video is online at twovideo.ws. Or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You create the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
For us, it's about your quality of life. Your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life. On your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Good morning. It's 7:39. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines. In a peaceful country setting just south of College Station, go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Here we go.
High pressure in control again today, so that means sunshine for the area. There is the threat of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon. It'll be hot today, 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy through the overnight, 75. Sunshine's back tomorrow, so the temperature's anywhere from 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, a low of 75 tomorrow night. Clouds and sunshine Saturday, maybe a shower or thunderstorm late in the day. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M Track and Field gearing up yet again to try and qualify for national teams. We've also got a look at baseball, both Bombers and Major League, and more coming up in sports in about 10 minutes.
So we have a new weapon to fight drugs in America. Have you heard?
No.
It's bees. Okay. Bees. Now, and so I was thinking, okay, there's a bee song somewhere. There's a bee song. So I go in and I try to search for it, okay? But the first one I found was wrong. It's the Bumblebee song. Do you know the Bumblebee song?
I do.
No.
I didn't know the song, but
the strings.
I'm bringing home a baby
Bumblebee. Oh, yeah.
I know this one.
I've heard it.
Okay. Now, I thought, well, that's kind of cute.
I was thinking of Flight of the Bumblebee.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Ouch! It stung me!
Now, that was a common version that I heard. This lady sings a second verse.
I'm squishing up
I knew that
my
one.
Baby Bumblebee.
Well, I went to daycare.
No.
Won't my
Are we teaching children violence against bees?
Yes.
Yeah, you squish it up, then you lick it up,
yeah.
Then you wipe it off. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the humanity. Let's think of the bees.
I was squishing and licking and wiping bumblebees since I was in diapers. Yeah, that's
there
the one
we
I know.
Go. This is the one, the Flight of the Bumblebee. Now, here's the deal. Police really are, because, for instance, let's take marijuana. Drug laws have changed. I mean, if you'll consider that now marijuana is legal in some places.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with those dogs that have already been trained? So in a rather odd scientific paper, PLOS One details the very first attempts to get insects to become drug sniffers. Now, they tested 3 insects. I know it sounds like it's from The Onion, doesn't it? The grapevine moth, the hissing cockroach, and the western honeybee. And so just to see how well they could differentiate smells. And the bees won. They've got great biosensors. It's in their antennae. Enough of that. Anyway, so what they're saying now is that, in fact, you could take bees in and they can be trained very quickly. What they do is they use a little electric shock. And that's how they, when they find a scent, they let them know that this is not one. When they do find a good scent, then, in other words, marijuana, for instance, they don't shock the bee. So they train the bees quickly. So they're saying, in addition, since dogs are hard to retrain, number two, they bond too much with their human companions. So as a result, insects would really be much, much better for this. And based on the individual species, they can train them to smell for different things. For instance, like heroin.
Bombs.
Sure.
That's where I first heard about them.
Well, and one of the things that they said about because the dogs bond with their humans, then they might take human cues, and that could in some ways put a bias in their findings.
Aha.
I can see
so,
that.
Yeah, so that I think that could work. So, I mean, basically that's pretty cool technology. And so, I mean, if they make an arrest based on that, would that be a sting operation?
You went all the way. That whole thing was for that.
Hello.
3 things.
Yep.
1, that gives a whole new meaning to a sting operation.
Okay.
2, yep. Kevin, American Flag Company, $32. Patrick, how did she shoot the bow and the arrow through that gap?
I fixed it. that bugs me. I don't know why I said it twice. I should have fixed it the first time.
Our ombudsman right there. Hello.
Hey, good morning. This is Dave Coleman. I just wanted to let you know I appreciate you guys advertising our irrigation workshops, but the workshop that was scheduled for tonight had to be canceled.
Uh-oh.
So we just have the one tomorrow morning out at Pebble Creek.
Was it rained out?
Saturday or Friday?
was it rained out? Yeah. All right, Dave.
Dave, is that Friday or Saturday?
The Friday one is canceled. The Saturday one is on.
Okay, gotcha.
Got it. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, bye. There you go. The water dude. It's 7:44. All right, so they ask U.S. Americans, how do you like your eggs? Okay? How do you like your eggs?
In the carton.
Yeah.
Not too tall.
Prepared. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not an egg guy.
I have two anti-egg guys.
I don't mind eggs as long as they've got picante sauce
I'm not anti-egg. I want to love them. It's like sushi. I would love to love it, but I just don't.
All right. All right, well, anyway, number one is scrambled at 49%.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Wow.
It's the easiest.
Over easy at 23, which is a tough one to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Poached is 6%, hard-boiled is 5%, over medium, now you're getting picky, is 5%, omelet's 3%.
Oh, now see, I'll eat an omelet.
Well, that's eggs. Come on, man.
Is like I said, if they're prepared to scup county sauce, I'll do it.
I'll sprinkle some scrambled eggs into my salsa, but that's about it.
Right there. Well, the other one they have is other. That's another category. What is other?
Like Benedict or
hard-boiled?
Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure.
No, hard-boiled was one of them.
That wasn't all right.
Because nothing smells worse than somebody that eats a hard-boiled egg up here.
Really?
Oh, that just smells terrible. Just
biting my tongue. Okay. Holding my nose.
There you are. All right, coming up in the next half hour, we're getting somehow Minnesota has beaten Texas in getting their list of foods out for their state fair this year. How in the world could we finish second to somebody like Minnesota?
I saw somebody post something about that online, and that the state fair food now has become I dare you.
Yeah. Well.
Keeping your children's minds stimulated and challenged through the summer can be a bit of a task, not with Fungineering. Fungineering still has availability in camps for children ages 6 to 14, running every week all summer long. The camps offer science, technology, and engineering through working with Legos, robotics, and the game Minecraft. Come to Fungineering's open house Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7 throughout the month of June, and check us out online at FungineeringCS.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There are lots of ways to undermine an otherwise good marriage. Squeezing the toothpaste tube from the middle is one. So is the position of the toilet seat. And if those can lead to problems, just imagine what a $5,000 box of crackers can do. A few winters ago, my wife hopped into our van to make a quick run to the store for a box of crackers. As she backed away from our house, she missed the end of the driveway and got stuck in the snow and ice. The only solution she could think of was to hit the accelerator and hope the van gained some traction. Unfortunately, she revved the engine so high and for so long, the transmission was burnt to a crisp. When all was said and done, that little box of crackers she was after cost me $5,000. That kind of mistake would wreak havoc in most marriages. It could have for us, too, except for one thing. I had to humble myself and admit that I've made some pretty silly blunders myself, like when I backed our car into our other car one night. And since Jean is more important to me than the van, she deserved grace, not judgment and condemnation. Every couple has squabbles to work through, but disagreements don't have to divide you. Not seeing eye to eye is one thing, but letting anger fester into bitterness and resentment will only destroy your relationship. But it doesn't have to be that way. Don't hold your spouse's mistakes against them. Offer one another grace and work through your differences. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one
likes me. Biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
You know, quite honestly, most folks don't know a lot about jewelry, and so sometimes you may feel intimidated if you walk into a jewelry store. David and Julia Gardner understand that. They thought about that when they designed their latest store on University Drive. They want it to be a welcoming place. They want to be able to make it a fun place for you to come and actually pick out a piece of jewelry, or if you want to have one designed, they can do that as well because they manufacture jewelry right there at the store. But most importantly, David has from day one wanted to make sure that not only is it an eye-catching piece, but let it fit the way that you want to use that piece of jewelry. It can be very, very functional, but also it needs to fit your budget as well. And all those things are certainly understandable and always have been at David Gardner. So if you've got something in mind, then let them take that seed and develop it into what you're looking for or find it for you. If you have absolutely no idea, let them kind of take you through the different steps to pick out just that piece of jewelry you want for that special person or to commemorate a special time. They're an authorized Rolex dealer. Remember that. They're the official jeweler of Aggie Athletics as well. And they do authorized Rolex service. All that can be yours right there at David Gardner's 911 University.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:51. Texas A&M sophomore-to-be Tyler Stubblefield made his debut for the Brazos Valley Bombers and got some assists from the bats, but he didn't really need much. In his first outing, he went five innings, allowing only two hits and one run while striking out nine. But as I said, it didn't matter, as the Bombers have been on a tear, scoring 33 runs in the last two games to earn a sweep of the Marshals. For the second night in a row, Brazos Valley scored in the double digits, plating 17 runners for the 17-1 win over Texas. The Bombers head to Acadiana tonight for a 7 o'clock start. In other A&M news, the track and field team is currently putting athletes together for the U.S. Outdoor Track and Field Championship at Hayward Field, along with six Aggies who will contest in the USATF Junior Championships at the University of Oregon campus. At stake are berths to the United States teams competing this summer at the World Championships in Beijing, China, as well as the Pan Am Championships in Toronto. Action starts today and runs through Sunday. A&M Women's Hoops have added some games to their schedule. They'll be in Las Vegas November 27th and 28th for the South Point Shootout. The ladies will take on perennial powerhouses, one 2013 Final Four participant in Cal, the other Ohio State. In the College World Series championship game last night,
Kirby set at the letters and out deals. Called strike three, national champion. The 2015 national champions of college baseball are the Virginia Cavaliers.
Virginia won its first NCAA baseball championship with a 4-2 victory over Vandy. Pavin Smith homered and had three RBIs to back Brandon Waddell, who went seven innings and limited the defending champs to just two hits after the Commodores scored twice in the first inning. In Major League Baseball, the Astros gave away a little free baseball and then unfortunately gave away the win.
And there's a flare over the head of Carter. Light that baby up as Eric Guybar scores the winning run, 2-1 Angels.
Featherstone poked an RBI single over first base with two outs in the 13th inning to give the LA Angels a 2-1 victory. The New York Yankees are in H-Town tonight. First pitch at 7:10 on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Up the road in Arlington, Brett Lowry hit a grand salami as the Oakland Athletics beat the Texas Rangers 8-2 for their fourth straight win. Lowry's third career slam made it 5-0 in the first off of Wandy Rodriguez. Oakland led 8-0 after two innings. Rangers manager Jeff Banaser was asked if the rough outing early by Wandy was the death knell for the Rangers.
We can talk about that one moment. It's key, but really all the moments in the game of baseball are key. They're all equal. They're not just one. They're all. From all 27 outs on both sides, they're all important. The walks, the grand slam, not being able to drive runs in, not being able to mount anything offensively prior to early outs. They all go into the same bucket, really. They're all equally as important.
Oakland stays in Dallas for a late matinee at 1:05, and you can catch that game on The Zone as well. The NBA is gearing up for their draft, and the San Antonio Spurs enter the draft with only five players under contract and a number of unanswered questions for Coach Greg Popovich and GM R.C. Buford. The team's recent draft history centered on development. The Spurs may need more than that this time. They hold the 26th and 55th picks overall. Up the road in Dallas, Monte Ellis is declining the player option for the final year of his contract with the Mavs and will become an unrestricted free agent. Ellis was set to make $8.7 million in the final year of his three-year $25 million contract. His agent doesn't rule out a return to the Mavs, though. And across the pond, Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams have been installed as the number one seeds at Wimbledon, which gets underway next week. Two-time champ Rafael Nadal was seeded number 10. That's his lowest seeding ever at the All England Club. The winner of this year's British Open will get an even bigger paycheck. The RNA, which is Royal and Ancient, the governing body of golf, has announced the winner of next month's St. Andrews will win $1.8 million, which is more than $275,000 more than last year. Overall prize money for the third major of the year has raised $1.42 to a total of $10 million. The British Open starts July 16th. Commissioner Gary Bettman says the league is opening a formal expansion review process to consider adding new franchises to its 30-team league. Las Vegas, Seattle, and Quebec City are the markets that have expressed the most serious interest. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Home Care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio again with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. And if we've been keeping an eye on the weather now for, again, it seems like ever, to the extent that in some places they were forecasting double-digit rain within hour, like an hour. Instead of 8 inches an hour, it's like 11 inches an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I know. I do remember, I don't know, 10 or so years ago, double-digit rainfall in Central Texas, and people who would have never thought their homes were going to flood did, in fact, flood, which kind of brings up whether or not you should get flood insurance. I recommend always talking to your insurance agent about flood insurance. Flood insurance is really not cost prohibitive and definitely worth the investment if you happen to be somebody who's caught in a rising water situation. And it doesn't just happen on rivers.
No, it absolutely does not, as evidenced over the last couple of weeks.
Right.
To start your process either buying or selling a home, I recommend you go to Zweiker & Associates. You can do that by going to zarealestate.com. Again, that is zarealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Get your summer bonus during the bonus tag sale at Tom Light Chevrolet. Hi folks, Bubba Dixon here, and buying a new car has never been easier. Look for the bonus tags all over our lot for tremendous savings. It's that simple. Find your bonus tag on our best-selling new Chevrolets, new Silverados, new Malibus, new Cruisers, you name it, and we're offering the biggest savings of the year. Pay